Yeah. What's up, family? What's going on, y'all? What's up, peoples? Peace. Welcome to another episode of Collective Conversations. And this is where community meets conversation. And we do this thing called life together. I'm your host, Coach Chris, Christopher Henson. And we back at it again, y'all. We back in the building. Ain't nothing changed about the weather. And speaking of the weather, it is feeling and looking very springy. High of 65, sunny. Praise God, man. I'm going to take that all day, every day. You feel me? So, yeah, man. Thank God for that. And I do pray you guys are doing well out there. I hope everyone is feeling good, feeling great. And I pray all the good things are coming your way. And if they're not, just know that a brother is praying for you. You know, I do want to see you guys thrive and shine. And there is that. All day, every day, man. So I'm rooting for you guys. So before we get into the meat and potatoes of this episode, man, I got a couple of hot takes. This is what's been sitting with me this week. Megan Thee Stallion and Mr. Klay Thompson, they have broken up. And it's super unfortunate because I was one of the ones, I was actually rooting for them. I wanted to see this win. I wanted to see this relationship I wanted to see them do good, because I'm like, okay, this could work. They make a pretty good looking couple. You know, they look cute. I'm with it. So it's unfortunate, you know, if, you know, you've been on social media, if you've been around the block, you've been around the way, you know, what has taken place, you know, some, cheating, you know, what has, been posted online, you know, some cheating has, taken place, you know, some back and forth and, you know, just a whole mess. But anyways, man, it's super unfortunate. And I'm not going to get all into that piece. I do wish both of them well. But the thing was, what's even more unfortunate is how folks been acting behind this relationship. Those that don't even have anything to do with the relationship have been cutting up, going at other people's necks online, within family members, within, you know, personal circles. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. This is bananas. Like, y'all don't even know Megan and Klay. And Klay and Megan don't even know y'all. I'm like, bro, y'all defending these individuals more so than you do your own cousins and aunties and uncles and mamas and dads, man. And I'm like, yo, people got to take a step back and disconnect from social media and, you know, all of that, all entertainment in general. So it was a whole mess, man. It's super unfortunate that someone's relationship, what took place in someone's relationship, ended up being men versus women again. It ended up being, you know, who's better and this and that and so much more, man. People started talking about slavery and certain, I'm like, bro, it was ridiculous, man. So listen, your life should not mirror a celebrity's relationship. You understand me, man? Your life should not mirror someone else's relationship, especially those that are in entertainment, these celebrities and stuff like that. Fam, you, me, we have our own lane. We have our own relationship. We have our own friendships. That's what we need to focus on. You know, what took place over there does not necessarily mean it's going to happen to you and, you know, to someone that is close to you. We got to take a step back and ease up off of these celebrity relationships for a minute. And what blows my mind, too, is that, you know, we put the hashtag relationship goals when it comes to, you know, someone like Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson. But I'm like, brother, sister, you got Mr. and Mrs. Jones right down on your own block. They're right down the street and they've been happily married since 1970. That's the hashtag relationship goal. Go talk to them about marriage and relationships, man, and how to be successful, man. You know what I mean? You know, Megan and Klay, you know, I pray all goodness for them. But listen, man, they, from what I've gathered, they only been together for like 8 months. And for the most part of that, man, it was, you know, both of them, they weren't even around each other that much. They was on road and Klay's hooping, he playing basketball. Megan, she doing her thing with music and the stage. So I'm like, they ain't even had no real time to build with one another. But anyways, I digress. Next up, Spirit Airlines has officially closed down. Yeah, man. Yep. Listen, man. them $19 flights are no longer around, yo. That got it got a lot of people back from wherever they were going from point A to point B, man. But the part that sucks about this the most, 17,000 jobs were lost. So these are 17,000 individuals, 17,000 families, and no longer have a steady income coming in at the moment. So prayers up to them. And, you know, just the way Spirit did it, you know, I did a follow up. You know, there are people still at the airport waiting to get home in certain locations, certain cities, certain airports, still waiting to get home 2-3 days later and still waiting on luggage as well. You know, they've had bags lost, suitcases gone, man, stuff. I mean, it's an entire mess. But Spirit Airlines, you're definitely going to be missed. We'll see how things come about, man. But this economy, what's going on in America, you know, not just Spirit, but, you know, you remember the foolishness that had taken place with the TSAs and other government workers, man, you know, jobs being lost and jobs being shut down and, you know, people being placed on hold, you know, getting their paychecks. It's just too much, man. Prayers up for all. And now, last hot take, and I think this one is going to be my favorite right here, man. So I hosted my first men's event in person, man. It was a breakfast called Wisdom and Waffles. You feel me? Yeah. Yep, I love that, man. So yeah, man, it was my first event hosted, facilitating. And yeah, man, I was just extremely excited about this. And it was a very, very good time, man, with the fellas. Definitely good to, you know, just have men come together and fellowship, you know, eat some food, man, and just talk and, you know, get some stuff off our chests and be able to just, you know, just have a dope conversation. One that's centered around accountability, healing, you know, all the good things, man, and the perspectives, different perspectives that came from this, all good stuff. And the beauty about having a space for men, y'all might think some of us are, well, y'all might think a lot of us are crazy, you know, just based off of what you see on social media. But honestly and truly, you know, when you get brothers in a good space, this isn't therapy, but it's therapeutic. When you get brothers in a good space, man, and positive energy is flowing, love is flowing, respect is flowing, just a chance to be seen and heard, man, it works wonders when it comes to men. And so the brothers really gravitated to this space. They really enjoyed what took place. Love the conversation, love the flow, love the vibe, love the love. And we need more of that. So I'm going to keep this thing going. So super excited about that, man. Y'all be on the lookout for real. Wisdom and Waffles. It is a thing. It's a whole movement. And I'm excited about that, man. Shout out to the fellas that did come through. Shout out to the fellas that, you know, wanted to come through. But it was so much going on in the city over the weekend on May 2nd. But they definitely sent their love, man. But I'm truly, truly grateful. And we're going to keep this thing going and keeping this thing rocking and flowing, man. So, yeah, we here for it. Shout out to the fellas, man. Men are out here doing good work. And, you know, you guys deserve to be recognized for that. So thank you, fellas. And so now the meat and potatoes of this episode, man, I'm excited about this topic. Shout out to Rachel Hannibal because she's the one that put this, she dropped this in my lap and, you know, making the transition from the men's event. I think this is kind of special. But first, before I go into the topic, I want you guys to listen to this clip. Listen up.
Y'all tell me at the table, what makes you happy? What makes you have the most joy?
That question, man, is to a black man, Kurt. He has to pause. Notice everybody's body language.
Why is that?
Because we often are not the receptors of happiness and joy. We're often looking to provide it for someone else. Mm-hmm. Amen. And we don't really know what that is because a lot of times we don't get the opportunity to just be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me at 43, I've learned that my happiness is just me being able to just be where I'm not providing, where I'm not performing. I'm not talking. I'm not being someone giving a clinical analysis to their crisis. Mm-hmm. It's where I can just be, where I'm just settled into me.
When did you find yourself, Ray J, most happy?
I find myself most happy when everybody got a room at the hotel.
Break that down.
And then, like, if everybody got a room at the hotel, I sleep in the car.
Okay, now break that down.
Man, like, certain people got to fill certain positions, so I got to make sure everybody good. When everybody good and everybody settled in, and I'm in the car, I'm like, man,
Gotcha. Your happiness comes when you're able to take care of everybody else.
Yeah. Yep. That's deep right there, man. And Father's Day is right around the corner. And this is a good topic to discuss. And shout out to Rachel Hannibal again, because she is the one that dropped this in my lap. I was talking about my men's meeting that I hosted over the weekend. And I made a statement and I said, it don't take much for men to be happy. It don't take much for us. And she challenged me and she said, why is that? And so here we go. You know, this is the topic. Men don't need much to be happy and satisfied. Have we conditioned society, family members, friends, and even ourselves that we don't need much? And the answer is yes. It's like we have this unspoken rule that men shouldn't expect much out of life. And over time, it does become the norm. So when Father's Day do approach, and we receive, you know, the regular socks and, you know, the tie or whatever, listen, we're grateful, extremely happy about those things, but we have set our standards and value extremely low. Like, we have set the bar low. And it's like we're presented with the bare minimum when it comes to life, and we just accept it. So although, you know, we're cool with the socks, it is worth questioning, why is that the standard when it comes to us men? And you guys heard the clip. Is it because, you know, we're so focused on taking care of everybody else? Is it because we're so focused on, you know, just making sure everybody else is good and not taking time out to actually, you know, sit and think and pausing for a second when it comes to life and like, okay, what actually makes me happy? What actually, you know, brings me joy? And don't get it twisted. Yeah, man, we're placed here to, you know, we've created a family. It is our job to look out for that family. You know what I mean? If we call ourselves leaders and pillars of the community, it is our job, it's our duty to get out here and make sure our folk are actually good. But at the exact same time, we do need to sit and pause, man, and focus on ourselves from time to time so we can get recalibrated and actually see, what are the things that make us tick? What are the things that make us smile? What are the things that make us sad? What are the things that make us go? What are the things that make us stop? So I want to empower my brothers today, man, that it's okay to take time out for self and get to know you all over again. Whether you're in a relationship, whether you're single, whatever the case, man, you got kids, you don't have kids. I'm a big fan of, you know, taking yourself out on a solo date. And yeah, you know, it sounds to some fellas, you know, it sounds strange, you know, a solo date. Yeah, man, a solo date. Like, treat yourself to something nice. You know what I mean? Go buy yourself a new suit. You know, take yourself to the movies. You know what I mean? We get our haircuts for sure. You know, whatever it is, you know, you got braids, man, you get your hair braided, you get lined up, all of that good stuff. Yeah, that's cool. That's dope. Don't stop that, man, because it's a must that, you know, we stay sharp and look good. Take care of ourselves, man. But listen, this is the call to action, and we need to raise the bar. And by us raising the bar, how we do that, man, is that we set new higher standards for ourselves, man. We set a higher value for ourselves. Like, honestly, man, when was the last time you took yourself out and did something nice for yourself? Or when was the last time someone did something nice for you? And I mean, like, really, really nice, like, not just socks, but like really looked out for you. And if it's, you know, been months, 6 months, a year ago, fam, we got to do better. So this is the call to action. We don't need to be high value men, but we do need to be men of value. the way that we provide for others, the way that we take care of other people, the way that we look out for other individuals, we need to extend that same grace, love, and protection to ourselves. I mentioned it earlier on in the show. A better you makes for a better family. And with better families, we have better communities. So do yourselves a favor, my brothers, men, fellas. Sit with yourselves and find out what makes you happy. Like, for real, find out what brings you joy. Find out what makes you smile. And don't stop there. You know, go deeper. Find out, man, what brings you pain. Find out what brings you sadness. You feel me? Learn you. Again, this is Collective Conversations, man. And always know that, you know, we are one. We're in this thing together. You know, this is community over everything. Conversations over everything. Right change over everything. So thank y'all for being a part of the family. And again, you know, we all want, you know, my song is on. They getting us right. Tune in while we check out, man. I love y'all. Till next time.